Hello again, and welcome back to Lulu's Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到露露的小酒馆。I don't know how many of you have listened to yesterday's show, where I did a horror episode on urban legends, purely out of personal interest. And to those of you who got really scared, I would like to apologize. And I promise not to scare you again anytime soon.
我昨天吓到大家不好意思。
As you can probably tell, we're back to the relaxed setting again today.
今天小酒馆里又回到了原来的这种轻松的气氛。
And today is going to be the last episode of the number series. In the first two episodes of this series, we have covered half, one, two, three, four, and five, and some of the related expressions and idioms.
我们讨论过半、一、二、三、四、五。
So today, we're going to wrap up with bigger numbers. So the key word of the day is again, numbers.
今天我们是数字的最后一集。
Last time we stopped at 5, so today let's start from 6. The only thing I would like to mention about 6 is recently there seems to be a new Chinese slang goes 666
or 666.
In Chinese culture, we seem to associate the number 6 with good fortune, with a lot of nice and positive things. However, when you're speaking English,The number 666 is related to the devil. Definitely nothing positive about it.
在英语国家呢,666是和魔鬼相关的一个数字。
I always remember there were a few international hotels in China that had the room 666. And as you could imagine, someone from the West or from an English-speaking culture would never ever want to stay in a roomwith the number 666 on the door. This is the cultural reminder.
所以中文说666是完全没问题的,但是直译到英文就会出大问题了。
From 6 to the number 7, there is a saying that we also use in Chinese called the 7-year itch. The 7-year itch.
Itch 是痒的意思。So 7-year itch, 七年之痒。
After 7 years of marriage or being together, you start to get a little bit tired and you start to lose your patience and interest in your partner. The 7-year itch. Another expression which seems to be more and more popular in the recent years is 24/7. 24/7. And this is exactly how you read it. 24/7.
24, 一个斜杠然后是7。
Think about it. A day has 24 hours, and a week has 7 days. So if you do something 24/7, this means you are doing this thing all the time. For instance, you can say, they are together 24/7.
如胶似漆,二十四小时都在一起。
They are together 24/7. Going on to a number we all love in Chinese culture, the number 8.The prefix for the number 8 is octa or oct, O-C-T. Can you think of some words that are related to the number 8 that starts with O-C-T? Perhaps you can think of the word octopus. Octopus,
章鱼,八爪鱼,
because it has 8 tentacles, so it's called octopus. Some people would say October. Hang on.October, that's the 10th month of the year, right? It's not the 8th.
October 不是十月的意思吗?
Actually, in the old Roman calendar, October was the 8th month of the year. That's why in Latin, they called it October. From 8 to 9, one of theVery common expression is talking about working hours. Many of you probably work a 9-to-5 job. A 9-to-5 job where you keep regular hours. You go to work at 9 and come back at 5 or something similar.
朝九晚五的工作
A 9-to-5 job. And an expression that links the number 9 and 10, we have something similar in Chinese.9 times out of 10. 十次里有九次都会怎么样 ?9 times out of 10. So most of the time, this is the case. For example, we can say 9 times out of 10, people will choose coffee rather than tea. 9 times out of 10. So most people, in most situation, will choose coffee rather than tea. Add one more number. We move on to 11. In English, there is an expression, at the 11th hour. At the 11th hour. Think about it. In a 12-hour schedule, the 11th hour is approaching the very end. So doing something at the 11th hour means doing something at the very last moment. We can say, we handed in the report at the 11th hour.
到了最后关头才交报告。
Or, we finally made the decision at the 11th hour. But so far, we are talking about only smaller numbers. So let us look at two bigger numbers in the end. The first one is 100. Thinking about 100, for instance, you think of $1. If you separate $1 into 100 parts, and one part would be 1 cent.
一美分叫做 1 cent.
So cent, centi, is the prefix for 100 or 100th.
是百和百分之一的前缀
cent, centi. Perhaps what we're most familiar with is century, century, 100 years, or percent, 99%, 50%, per cent, for every 100. And when we measure the length of things, we say cm, which stands for centimeter. So this is 1/100th of a meter, centimeter, centimeter. One extra word here, and you can probably guess the meaning of centipede, centipede. Centi, again, means 100. Pede is foot. So something with 100 feet. You are right. That would be 蜈蚣, an insect with 100 feet. Moving on to an even bigger number, 1,000. We call 10 years a decade, 100 years a century. What about 1,000 years? If you still remember the year 2000, you probably remember the word millennium. Millennium.
千禧年,一千年,
millennium.And while in China we are talking about the post-80s and the post-90s,
中国我们说八零后、九零后、零零后。
In English, especially in North America, there is the idea of the millennials, the millennials.
千禧一代。
This refers to people who were born between the year 1983 and 1999. The reason why they're called the millennials is becauseThey were still underage in the 20th century, and they became adults in the 21st century. So they are called the millennials. It essentially covers
80后 and 90后.
You see this in a lot of news articles. And in the end, let me share with you something you can use when you're trying to get your partner or your kid to do something. You would say,If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times.
好像都在妈妈那里或者在我们的伴侣那里听过这句话。
Essentially, it says, I've told you many, many times. Please do something or please stop doing something.
都告诉你一千次了。
For example, we can say, If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. Don't leave the lights on. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. All right.On that note, let's wrap up. In our last episode of our numbers series, we have looked at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 100, and 1,000. Hopefully, you have enjoyed these 3 episodes and learned something new about these common numbers. From tomorrow onwards, we're moving on to new topics.
最后我还是想说, if you like my show, please don't forget to follow and subscribe.And feel free to share my program with your friends. 如果喜欢我的节目，不要忘记关注和订阅，以及和你的朋友分享哦。I'll see you next time. Bye.